there's been some backlash with the Lakers on the Magic Johnson hire, predominantly from Dan Le Batard of ESPN on Highly Questionable on the radio show. Now, I think this was on the radio show. It wasn't on the TV show. Mm-hmm. Here's what he said about the Magic Johnson hire.
What you've got here, though, is a testament to the power of fame and a testament to the power of a modicum of charm, because Magic Johnson is charming. But Magic Johnson was given a late night television show because he's famous and charming. Failed in 11 shows. Magic Johnson was given a head coaching job of the Lakers because he's famous and charming. Failed in 16 games. Magic Johnson, not interesting as a broadcaster, given broadcasting opportunity after broadcasting opportunity because he's famous and charming. And now he gets to run the entire Lakers organization because he's famous and charming. That's amazing. That is amazing how he's been able. And he's a very kind man. To be in his presence is to be awash in all the things that people like about celebrity. He will make you feel special. But he wasn't good at any of the jobs that I just mentioned. And he got all those jobs bypassing a whole bunch of people who were more qualified because he's famous and charming.
See,
crazy to me. But Magic Johnson, I don't know that anybody.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No,
it was. I just can't.
Go ahead.
I can't tolerate this dude. Like, I can't tolerate him saying these things about Magic Johnson because his facts are completely wrong.
Go ahead. Why are they wrong?
Okay, he got a talk show because he was coming out of the NBA. They were trying late night talk show with African Americans. He was a guy in the city of LA that everybody liked. The talk show business is hard. How many people fell at it? How many people?
But you do get that because you're interesting or charming or whatever. Nobody's.
You're only on the radio right now because you're interesting. That's the only reason why you're on the radio, because you're interesting. You know the things that you're talking about. So you're interesting. People like you on radio. They like you on TV. That's the only reason why you get the opportunity. The same reason in other parts of the world, in other businesses, whether it's in politics, whether it's in entertainment, people are getting those jobs because they're interesting. Let me move on to number two, coaching. Dr. Jerry Buss asked Magic to come and help the Lakers try to figure out the last part of the season. He wasn't there for the long haul. He never coached a day in his life.
Like 16 games.
16 games. What do you expect for him to do with Nick Van Exel? Wasn't even trying. They was trying to run the Cabo. As Nick said at the end, man, I'm glad the season's over. I'm going to take my vacation. Shut up, Levitar. Be quiet. Then let me move to the third.
Go ahead.
He failed on the NBA countdown. They moved countdown to L.A. for him. And they got him back again. And they want him back again. What are you talking about? You sound stupid.
I had some words on Sports Nation when I heard the clip.
Stupid.
Because I was like, you know what? To characterize Magic Johnson's success since retiring as simply him being smiling and charming and totally paying no attention to his expertise, his intelligence, his ability to understand, his ability to see things in full context and be able to put people in place in order to be a successful businessman with a net worth of almost $800 million.
No, let's round it up, almost a billion.
Almost a billion, but you keep saying he's getting handed these opportunities because he's just smiling and charming. It's like he's more than just smiles and charm. This is an intelligent, talented expert in his field. I kind of get what he wanted to say in terms of bypassing other people who may have been more qualified at the time. But don't pretend as if the only reason Magic got those jobs is because he's smiling and charming.
The man got the job with the Lakers because he got a relationship with the owner, and he used to be an owner, and they know him, and he played for him, and he's historical. What are you talking about?
Okay, can I jump in here real quick? Let me say this. I don't agree with him on the coaching stuff because you're right, Key. It was basically an intern thing, and everyone knew it was going to be an intern thing. So he has his facts mixed up there. I do agree with him on the talk show thing because I think that's just what happens. When you get a talk show, it's because you're charming or whatever.
Do you know how hard it is to have a talk show
and be
successful?
I know, but hold on. I'm with you. I understand that. But what I'm saying is that he's right on the front end, I think. On the back end is where I think he's a bit misguided, particularly the coaching thing. Now, and as far as the basketball portion of this, are there people more qualified? We've discussed it. Yeah, there probably are. But in life, like anything else, relationships matter. And Magic Johnson, for better or worse, is arguably, I know people will say Kobe, is arguably the most important figure in Laker history. So because of that, and because of his successes in other entrepreneurial efforts, Jeannie Buss trusts him because of a relationship, because of his ability to make money, to create successful businesses, has joined forces with him to bring him aboard in an area that he has some expertise in, which is basketball.
Yeah, so who's more qualified at doing that? Who's more qualified at doing that?
I mean, are there more qualified people to be the president of the organization? Probably, but they also... But that's
who?
Not... But
who?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, Greg Popovich, right? Pat Riley. You know what I mean?
What like, makes Greg Popovich more qualified than Magic Johnson?
I mean, his resume, I mean, number one.
Just a resume?
Yeah, that
makes
matters.
Him more qualified?
Yeah, Key, come on.
Oh, okay. Like, all right. Makes him more qualified for what, I mean, for what Jeannie Buss and the Lakers are looking for to turn the organization around. Greg Popovich is
okay,
more
but what I'm saying, yes, he is. But what okay. I'm saying is,
I don't think so.
But okay, that's fair. And but what I'm saying is, neither of those guys are available. So that's the other part of the equation, which I was yeah. I couldn't finish. But I that's
I'm
what
gonna
I was
let
gonna
you
tell
finish.
You.
I was so disturbed. I'm so disturbed though by the
no, but
he
see,
had a, he had a talk show and it didn't work.
Yeah, that's
so now,
crazy.
So now he can't
it's
be in charge.
It's tangential relationships.
No, no, you know,
no.
Okay.
But I'm saying that,
but it's okay for all these dudes.
No, LZ,
I'm gonna read between the lines.
No,
I'm gonna read between the lines on this one.
Read between what lines?
What he's saying?
What is he saying? What are the lines? Tell
to me.
To me,
he's saying because he's a black dude. That's why I look
no,
at it. That's
you,
me.
No, I know
that's,
Dan. That's not true.
That's the way I look at it.
Okay, well, I'm telling you.
I don't know him, but that's the way I read.
Get Dan on the phone.
That's the way I.
He's on the radio.
That's the way
he's
I read it. And then to try to soften it up and soften it up by saying, oh, I like him. Every time I talk to him, he's good. Man, please stop that.
If you're insinuating Dan is like being prejudiced here,
what I'm insinuating.
Then I would tell you you're 100%
right. Well, maybe I am. Maybe I am.
I'm just telling you that. But
maybe I am.
With that said, what I would say, LZ, is this. I don't agree with the tangential
crazy.
Relationship of the talk show and the basketball stuff. So I'm telling you, I don't agree with that part of it. I agree with the talk show stuff. That kind of made some sense, but everything else to me, you can't relate those together,
no.
In my opinion.
No.
Well, he tried to.
It's like he's
right,
saying,
and that's where I disagree.
Well, Magic Johnson, you know, he faced the Bulls in 1991, and he lost. So he should now be in charge of the Lakers because he failed. It's like, come on,
man. I don't like when people start talking crazy.
Hey, so.